My Life Today, June 30. Doubt not. Christ is close beside you. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. When trials come, remember that they are sent for your good. When trials and tribulations come to you, know that they are sent in order that you may receive from the Lord of glory renewed strength and increased humility, so that He may safely bless and support and uphold you. In faith and with the hope that maketh not ashamed, lay hold of the promises of God. Oh, how good the Lord is to us all, and how safely we may trust Him! He calls us His little children. Then let us come to Him as to a loving Father. It is His desire that the bright beams of His righteousness shall shine forth from our faces and in our words and deeds. If we will love one another as Christ has loved us, the barriers that separate us from God and from one another will be broken down, and many obstacles that hinder the Holy Spirit's flowing from heart to heart will be removed. Trust Him with all your heart. He will carry you and your burdens. The Lord designs that His people shall be happy, and He opens before us one source of consolation after another, that we may be filled with joy and peace in the midst of our present experience. We are not to wait until we shall get into heaven for brightness and comfort and joy. We are to have them right here in this life. We miss very much because we do not grasp the blessings that may be ours in our afflictions. All our sufferings and sorrows, all our temptations and trials, all our sadness and griefs, all our persecutions and privations, and in short, all things work together for our good. All experiences and circumstances are God's workmen whereby good is brought to us. Let us look at the light behind the cloud. Our happiness comes not from what is around us, but from what is within us, not from what we have, but from what we are.